In Massachusetts, an 11-year-old girl lies in a hospital bed, beaten to the point that doctors say she will never regain consciousness. And nearly all of Haley Poutra's closest relatives are accused of abusing her in one way or another. Now the man she called her stepfather is fighting to keep her on life support, even as he fights in court charges that he assaulted her. If Haley Poutra is allowed to die, WFCR's Jill Kaufman reports, her stepfather could face a murder charge.
The state of Massachusetts has been watching Haley Poutra and her family for years. It removed Haley from her biological mother's home amid allegations of sexual abuse by her mother's boyfriend. It approved her adoption by Haley's aunt in 2001. Then last year, after someone reported seeing bruises on Haley, a state social worker began making regular visits. Haley's biological mother, Allison Everett, has not been completely out of touch with her daughter. Everett says cousins, aunts, uncles, and grandparents visit frequently. She describes Haley as a very loving child.
She was a very motherly, protective of, you know, the brother and sister in the house. She was a people pleaser, loved her dancing.
Everett says Haley just received a 5-year merit award from her dance school. But that award couldn't shield the girl from what appears to have been ongoing abuse, allegedly at the hands of her adoptive mother, Holly Strickland, and Strickland's husband, Jason. Sometime on the evening of Saturday, September 10th, according to doctors, Haley was hit in the head with a blunt object. She was knocked out and never regained consciousness. When she was admitted to the hospital, Haley's face was swollen, her teeth were broken, and she was emaciated. Her temperature was in the 80s and her blood pressure was low. According to doctors' testimony, her brainstem had been sheared off. The State Department of Social Services took legal custody of Haley. Holly and Jason Strickland were charged with assault and battery. Holly Strickland posted bail and was later found dead alongside the body of her grandmother in what investigators believe was a suicide murder pact. Soon after that, a juvenile court judge gave the state permission to disconnect Haley's life support. Jason Strickland maintains his innocence. His lawyers say Strickland has provided for and lived with Haley for the past 4 years. He should have a say in her medical care, and he's taken his case to the state's highest court in order to keep Haley on life support.
Now, the cynical view is that the stepfather is taking action to keep her alive to avoid a first-degree murder charge.
Strickland's attorney, Edward McDonough, says because there are no family members involved in Haley's medical care and documents in the juvenile court case are confidential, he maintains no one really knows why the state is rushing to end Haley's life support.
You could also speculate that is the government looking to end this child's life because the government is footing the medical bills?
McDonough believes Strickland meets the requirements of a de facto parent.
The child has lived with the stepfather. There is evidence that she called him daddy, that she referred to his parents as grandpa and grandma, that he provided significant financial support to the child, even though he was under no legal obligation to do so.
That's not enough, says Lisa Kling. She's Haley Poutra's state-appointed attorney. She made the case yesterday at the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court that Strickland does not meet the standards of a parent. Kling contends that the charges against Strickland prevent him from behaving in Haley's best interest.
And here we have a child with a lot of serious injuries who is in a persistent vegetative state, who at the very least, this particular individual, at the very least failed to protect her, and at the very most he's responsible for. How can it be in her best interest for this individual to be involved in the medical decision-making of this child?
The Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court will decide whether Strickland will be allowed to participate in the decision about Haley's life support. But even if the court grants him that right, it's not certain she'll be kept alive. Virginia Peel, the attorney for the state's Department of Social Services, reminded the justices that this case isn't about keeping Haley living when she has no chance of ever waking up again.
This is about the circumstances under which this person is going to be allowed to die.
If Haley dies, Strickland could face a murder charge, though state prosecutors have not said whether they would pursue that. For NPR News, I'm Jill Kaufman.